Good to see all of you here tonight. Thank you for being here and being a part of this teaching. You'll turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 2, the book of Mark chapter 2. Continuing in outside of the box. Last week we talked about outside of the box church. This week we're going to talk about outside of the box evangelism. Amen. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it be easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way unto thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, inasmuch as they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We just ask you to speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. A little recap from last week. Whatever it takes to show people who Jesus is what we want to do. Amen? Jesus was very unconventional. An outside-of-the-box church is a church that is willing to do whatever it needs to do to reach the community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There was nothing, folks, there was nothing common. There was nothing unusual. There was nothing traditional about Jesus. Amen? And there was nothing common or unusual or traditional about the church. You see, his ministry produced his church was outside of the box. The religious world, they thought that the church was nuts. And they thought that they were drunk. And they thought they were so different than the rest of the religious world that the religious leaders wanted to kill them. And when you look at the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ, you see very quickly that his ministry was definitely an outside-of-the-box ministry. His very birth was completely unconventional. We know he was born of a virgin birth. His childhood was unusual. 12 years old, he's teaching in the synagogues. Anybody have a son or a daughter that taught in the synagogues? Didn't think so. His first known miracle was controversial even to this day, turning the water into wine. The choosing of his disciples was completely off. He had a fisherman and tax collectors and publicans. That's what everybody looks for, right? Many other miracles, so strange. Many never believed they even happened and waited for Lazarus to die before he went to help him. You know, call for prayer. Well, I'll just wait till he dies and I'll go pray for him. Kind of unconventional, amen? The religious people of his day thought him so unorthodox and so eccentric in his ministry that they hated him. And so much so, they wanted to kill him. And for years, our churches are asking, how do we get our church outside of these four walls? And if there ever was a generation that needs to be reached, it's our generation. If there ever was a generation that it was harder to reach than with traditional means, it is this one. But folks, I wonder if we really mean it when we talk about getting outside getting our church outside of these walls, out of the box. It sounds like a visionary thing. It sounds evangelistic. It sounds like that we should what we should be saying. But do we really know what would what things would look like around here if we were outside of the box? How do we get outside of the box? Well, what is the box? We talked about it last week. Traditional mindsets, comfort zones, amen? History, generational boundaries. We are controlled by our thinking. And it's never been done that way before. Mentality. That's what traditional, amen? That's what's traditional. That's what holds people in. It's never been done like that before. Well, great, let's be the first. Amen? If we are ever going to take this thing outside of the box, in order to evangelize our city, we are going to have to get, we're going to have to let go of the traditional mindsets that we have. Amen? Does our mindsets of revival define where we are going? Think about that for a minute. I'll say it again. Does our mindset of revival, does it define where we are going or where we want to go? We have to get new mindsets. Amen? The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's a different mindset. Amen? And sometimes, you know, we want that, and we may accomplish it maybe for maybe a few weeks or a few months or whatever, but a lot of times we find ourselves falling back into that old mindset, don't we? That old way of thinking. And that's what is one of the things that's so hard for Christians today, is to keep the mindset that God really wants us to have. We're going to have to, have the mind of Jesus Christ, we have to let go of our own thinking and get a hold of his way of thinking. Amen? We're going to have to get out of our comfort zones. You know, I don't believe the Lord had a comfort zone. He talked about he didn't even have a place to stay. He said the birds of the air have nests and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place. He didn't have a place to put a recliner. Don't get me wrong, I love my recliner. There's sometimes I go in there and sit down and say, hey, buddy, I missed you. We're going to have to stretch ourselves and get involved at levels like never before. Amen? And that's us corporately. And us here corporately and you as an individual. I'm talking tonight. Each individual of this church make up the corporate church. And if you or I, folks, are not willing to get out of our comfort zones, we will never reach this city. We're going to have to go to work. We're going to have to get busy. We're going to have to make something happen around here. If it's going to happen, it's up to us. Amen? Say it tonight with me. If it's going to happen, it's up to me. Amen. How many of you are ready for a new way of thinking? How many have grown tired of empty spaces and empty altars? Come on. Look around us tonight. Look at the empty spaces. I'm telling you, folks, if God was moving and we had a different kind of mindset and people were being healed, this place would be packed. Come on. If people heard about it out there on the news, man, people are getting healed over there at Church of Pentecost, you wouldn't have a place to sit tonight. Come on. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to do what I have to do to see some of my neighbors and my family saved. If we keep doing things the way we have been doing things, then we're going to get what we've been getting. Amen? Now, I believe God wants more for this church and from this church. Come on. In order for that to happen, we are going to have to start thinking differently. Our cannots can't continue to happen. Or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Nick, what's that mean when you say you can't do it? Come on. Can't means you don't want to. We can do anything with Jesus Christ. That's the word God tells me. It says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We can do it. If you want to do something for God, he'll give you the ability and the power to do what needs to be done. You see, we have a message to proclaim to this generation. We have a message to proclaim to the communities around us that we live in. And that is, folks, that message is that Jesus Christ loves them. Amen? Jesus Christ loves them. Wouldn't it be exciting, folks, to live in a community that has been evangelized with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Come on, people want gated communities. How about apostolic communities? Come on. You know what? Evangelism equals introducing people to Jesus. Amen? Now, I am convinced that the help and encouragement that my friends, my neighbors, my family need today can be found in having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Sharing Jesus with them is something that should come easy to us. Sharing Jesus with people is something that I should enjoy doing. Sharing my faith is something that should come naturally. No effort, no struggle. There might be something wrong with our faith if we are ashamed to tell people about Jesus. We might need to find an altar of repentance if we find it hard to tell them he loves them. Now listen, if one of you here tonight went out and became a scientist or a doctor and you found a new cure for cancer, what should happen? You would go tell everybody about it? You see, yeah, you would. That's the carnal mind talking there. No, I'm just kidding. Now listen, though, folks. If you were a doctor or a scientist and you found a cure for cancer, would you share it with the rest of the world? Would you start telling people about what you had found? Would you go on the internet and post it on the internet? Would you advertise it on TV and radio? Would you talk to your next door neighbors? I found this cure. Would you tell your family members about it? Would you tell your friends about it? When you heard that someone had a loved one who was dying of that terrible disease, would you speak up and say, hey, I have the cure for that? Sure you would. Sure you would. You might even start going door to door in your neighborhood telling everyone you could that if they had a loved one who had cancer, you had a cure for it. And it wouldn't take long before some people started seeking you out to find out what you had that could do so much good in people's lives. That this is, folks, this is our attitude. We've got an answer to the world's problems. Amen. We've got a solution. Amen. And the world needs to know it. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. We got what they need. I'm sure if I asked for testimonies here tonight, there would people stand up and say, I'm so glad where God brought me from. I'm glad that I'm not what I used to be. God has done great things in my life. There's people here that have had healings that can say, God touched this in my life, and God touched this in my body, and he's done that for me. God has healed marriages. Hey, man, we got the answer what this world needs. People out there are wondering what is going to happen next. There are people that are afraid of what might hit them tomorrow, folks. We've got the answer. We've found something that this world needs to know about, amen? And his name is Jesus, and he can give them meaning. He can give them direction for their life. He can heal their marriages. He can deliver them from their addictions. He can bring families back together. That's the God that we serve. He can set them free from the bondages in the despair and the hopelessness that surrounds their life. And he can fill them with that precious Holy Ghost. You see, outside of the box evangelism, that's what we're talking about tonight. What is it going to take to get the message of that great God into our communities? What is it going to take? You see, in our church, we're going to take the roof off of this thing, folks. There are no limits. There are no boundaries. Amen? There is no place we wouldn't go if the Spirit tells us to go. Amen? There is no method that we won't use to get the message out there. We believe, folks, that God will use anybody. He will use everybody who will allow God to use them. I believe it tonight. Come on. Listen, you say, well, Pastor, I don't know. I don't know if God will use it. Folks, in the scriptures, I find Jesus using just about every kind of person you can imagine to get his message across. He used everybody who wanted to be a part of his ministry. Amen? He used much-hated tax collectors. He used men possessed with devils. He used children. He used a 5-time divorcee. He used blind people. He used deaf people. He used sick people. And he used a dead man. Come on. Now, first he had to heal them. First he had to deliver them and redeem them. But after that, he did. And they started telling everybody that they knew about this wonderful man that met the tremendous need in their life. You name it, he used it. Amen? He did not question what it was that he was going to do. He did it without even wavering. You see, his mission was to minister and to bring into ministry as many people as he could in that short 3.5 years his ministry had, he had here on this earth. Now understand something tonight, folks. God wants to use you. Come on. Do you believe that tonight? God wants to use you. He wants to use what he has blessed you with. He wants to use your time. He wants to use your talents. You see, God has given you the breath that you have in your lungs right now to evangelize this world. This church will never reach this community if we do what we see everybody else doing, folks. We will not reach our world if we sit back and wait for someone else to tell them about Jesus. Amen? We've got something that we need to get excited about. Amen? We've got it, folks. Hallelujah. We've got a message our community needs to hear. We've got something that is changing lives. And who are we to sit on this miracle and not share it with somebody else? We've got a message. A message. A message that says Jesus cares. We've got a message that says Jesus loves you. Amen. We've got a message that says Jesus wants to help you. Amen. We've got a message that says Jesus can set you free. An outside-of-the-box church, folks, doesn't sit on it. The best-kept secret in town. An outside-of-the-box church wants to share what it has with our communities. Amen? Like the woman at the well, folks, they want to tell their city about the man who spoke healing, who spoke hope into their life. Have you ever told somebody about a good restaurant? Huh? And we can't tell somebody about Jesus? Come on. Have you ever told anybody, man, I know this guy, he's a good mechanic. He'll fix your car. He's pretty reasonable, too. He's really good. Come on. We can't tell people about Jesus. Why is it that some people will brag about the best restaurant to go eat at, and when it comes to telling people about the best church to go to, they clam up? Folks, we're taking this thing out of the box. Amen? We're telling people that this church is the greatest thing on the planet. Come on. How many of you really believe that our community needs to hear the message we have in Church of Pentecost? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what we let's figure out, folks, that what it's going to take to tell people about this amazing God that we serve, and this church that we all worship, that great God. Let's stand here tonight. Let's get out of the box. Amen. Let's get out of the box and let's tell folks, let's tell people, hey man, you know somebody you're gonna go to work with tomorrow. They need God. You may have somebody that you know that needs a healing in their life. We know a God that is able to heal. Amen? He is able to heal. He wants to heal. He wants to deliver. And we are the ones. We've got the message. Amen? We've got the message. Hallelujah. And God wants you to tell everybody. Everybody. Do you believe that tonight? That God wants to use you? Amen. Will you let God use you? Amen. Amen. God, we thank you for your word. And we just ask God right now that you'll touch us and you'll help us here tonight. God, help us to take this to people that we know. People all around us, Lord God, our family members, our co-workers, our neighbors. God, I just pray, Lord God, that you just help us to have that boldness, Lord God, to tell people you're the greatest thing going. We give you praise in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. If you get out of the box, you can leave.